Yevamos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel. Ha'isha shehalach bala uvna lemedina seyam, a woman whose husband and son went overseas, uvo v'amrula, they came and told her, meis balech v'achakach meis b'nech. They said, your husband died while your son was still alive, and then afterwards your son died. So meaning that since her son was still alive, she was not subject to Yibum at that time. Therefore, v'nise, so she went and got married. V'achakach amrula chiluf ha'yadvarim. Then they said, no, it was actually the opposite, which basically means that her son died first. Therefore, if her son died first, then the husband died. So now she had a husband that died without children. So she was subject to Yibum. She was a Yevama that went to the Shuk, a Yevama L'Shuk. She should not have gotten married. This is, if somebody does go marry her now, he's over an Isser Lav. It's not a Lav Shebekaris. It's not an Erva. It's not really an Eshes Ish, but still she's a Yevama L'Shuk. Teitzei Vavlad Rishon Va'achron Mamzer. So in this case, she has to leave this new husband. She never should have married him because she needs to do Yibum now. And the son that she had from this union, Vavlad Rishon Va'achron Mamzer. Rishon here means that the child was born before she knew that she was usher to this second man. And Achron means a child was born afterwards. Doesn't matter. Both of these cases, doesn't matter when it happened, when she knew, the child is a Mamzer. However, this, the Rav says, is not the halacha, because this is going like Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva holds that a child is a mamzer, even if it's the union is just from a lav. But we don't hold that way, and therefore the Rav says the Mishnah, the halacha is not like this. Next case, Amrula meis b'nech v'achakach meis balech. They told her that her son died first, and then her husband died. So basically what they were telling her is that she needs to do yibum. V'nis yabma, and then she went and did yibum. V'achakach amrula chilufa yidvam. Then they told him, no, you really weren't subject to yibum. So now this is a bigger problem, because if she wasn't subject to yibum, that is one of the arayas, marrying her husband's brother, not b'derech yibum. So in this case, teitze, she has to leave the second husband. V'avlad rishon v'achron mamzer. And the vlad rishon means before she heard about it. So if she had a child before that, v'achron, and then a child afterwards, they're both mamzerim, because even the chum hold that any child that's born from one of the arayas is a mamzer. Next case, amulam meis balich v'niseis. They told her that her husband died, and she went and got married. V'achakach amulam. They told her kaim hayav v'meis. It's true he died, but he actually was alive, and then he died. So in other words, she went and got married while her husband was still alive. She continued staying married. Then her husband died. Teitze. So she has to go out. She has to leave the second husband. Vavlad Rishon Mamzer, so the Vlad from before, now Rishon here, like the Tfarisol points out, it means that she was pregnant while her original husband was still alive. That's what Rishon here means. Va'achron, but if she was pregnant after her original husband died, Eino Mamzer, that child is not a Mamzer, because at that point in time, her husband was dead. Next case, Amulam Meis Balech V'Niskatcha, but if they told her that her husband died, and then instead of doing the Suin, where we assume that there's Bia, somebody was just Mekadosh her. But it could be that she was more careful not to actually go under the chuppah. V'achakach ba'baler, then her husband came back. Mutaris lachzer lo. In this case, she can return to her first husband. Alfa pisha nosan lo achron get. And even if the second person would decide to give her a get, even though he doesn't have to, loy paslam in a kahuna. That get is nothing. It's worthless. It won't passle her for kahuna. As Zodar Shabbilazar ben Masya, this is the Drash Shabbilazar ben Masya made, where it says in the Torah, isha grusha me isha, that a Kohen cannot marry a woman that was divorced from her husband. V'lomi ish she'enu isha, but not a woman that's divorced to somebody that was never her husband, which would be this case.